Hi there, it's Jillian, and I want to tell you about Jillian on Love Plus, your way to get even more Jillian on Love each week by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. You can access exclusive bonus episodes with extras including answers to your most burning questions, advice on all things dating and relationships, and much more. Check out the link in the episode description for more information. Hi there, this is Jillian on Love, and I'm on a mission to teach people how to revolutionize their romantic relationships by transforming the relationship they have with themselves. So whether you're in a relationship, you're single or heartbroken, I've got you covered. I'm Jillian Turecki, certified relationship coach and teacher with over 20 years experience helping people transform their relationship with themselves through their bodies, breaths, and minds. I have coached and taught now thousands of people to become better versions of themselves and change the way they show up for and within their love lives. In today's episode, I am doing my best to answer the question that I probably get asked the most, or it's the top three most asked questions of me, and that is, how do you know when it's time to end your relationship, to walk away? Should I stay? Should I go? And I think that it's just one of those things that's built into the reality of life, which is that it can be a very difficult decision to make for various reasons. And that's why leaving, ending a relationship can be an act of courage. And that sometimes it's an act of courage to stay and to stay in the relationship and do the work, because there are a lot of people who, as soon as things get hard, they're plotting their exit strategy. But then, of course, there are people who stay too long. But it's being able to know the distinction between when it's the right thing to stay versus the wrong thing to stay, or the right decision to leave versus the wrong decision. And so I'm going to offer some guidelines today, and I'm going to address different scenarios, starting with early relationship within the first year, because I think that it can be, not always, but it can be easier to make that decision within the first year versus a relationship where there's kids and many, many years of time together and your lives are very enmeshed. But like I said, what I want to say is, for any of you or anyone you know who's going through this and trying to figure it out, it is a very difficult decision because there's always consequences for staying and there's consequences for going. Now, I did do an episode last year on the questions to ask yourself before you end a relationship. That episode really needed a part two. So this is a part two, but I would say that if you are in this position, you must listen to the episode. I will briefly cover some of the themes in that episode, but it's really necessary, I think of that as a two-part episode. And for any of you who are on the fence or questioning whether or not you're in the right relationship, questioning yourself, having a hard time trusting yourself and making this decision, this is for you. And it's also an episode that I really wanted to do because, like I said, not only is this the question that I get pretty much the most, probably, like I said, it's one out of the top three questions that I've received over the last several years. I also think that the information that I am going to share today will be very valuable even if you're not in a relationship, but plan to one day be in one or hope to be in one. So the first thing I'm going to start with is, as someone who coached couples for many, many years, I am more times than not trying to help people overcome their fears and their egos so that they can mature and heal inside of the relationship and ideally ultimately make the relationship with the person who they love work. And I am a big supporter of doing that work and of personal responsibility. So as much as I believe that one must not leave at the first signs of strife, and that you must be able to look in the mirror and be accountable, and that even the best relationships will go through periods of disconnection and periods of strife. And it's not, even with the quote unquote right person, it's not always going to be, you know, rainbows and lollipops. And you do, as a person in relationship, as do I, all of us, have to be willing to roll up our sleeves and do the work and fight for our relationship. And there are going to be times when you do have to fight for your relationship. But there are also times where I don't recommend it. I recommend that you fight for yourself instead. And that, again, is what this episode is about. And I will also say that I also believe that divorce and breaking up is a human right. And we have the right to make that decision for ourselves to leave a relationship if we believe that by doing so, we are supporting ourselves and acting out of our best interests. So I don't think that either one, leaving or not leaving, should be vilified. It's just way too complex to vilify staying or going. And I don't believe in staying in a relationship that makes you miserable. So in starting with just that low-hanging fruit, you must always end a relationship, first of all, that is violent. I have been asked the question a few times, enough times for me to bring this up, where someone writes in and says, "They hit me once, but it was just once, and it has never happened again. They're now in therapy working on it. Can this change? Do I give them another chance?" And my answer is always no. You do not give a second chance to the person who was violent with you. I don't care what therapy they're in, because I've been doing this long enough and I have mentors who have worked with very intense cases with a lot of violence and have been working cases like this for the last 50 years. And people don't change. The likelihood of the violent act happening again is something like over 90%. And the reality is that if someone is physically violent with you, they have so much rage and they have so much reforming that they have to do in order to become the person who would never, ever come close to laying a hand on you again. And I don't recommend that you stick around for that. I also think that if we don't draw the line at violence, where do we draw the line? I think that if someone has been abusive to you, physically or emotionally, and what I mean by that is that they are constantly disrespecting your physical and personal and emotional boundaries, they are consistently making you feel like you are crazy, like you're going crazy, you're consistently questioning your reality, and you know, it's not that they're just disagreeing with you. It's not just that they are standing up for their point of view. They are, you know, the gaslighting really becomes a pathology where it almost becomes, it's an evil thing, for lack of a better way to describe it. But it really is when the intention is to purposely confuse the person, manipulate the person, and have power over them. So that is when you leave. And it's very, very bad for children who are in a violent household for their parents to stay together. This episode is sponsored by Miracle Maid. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? I know for me, if I get too hot, forget it. I have insomnia. But if you wake up too hot in the middle of the night or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Maid's bed sheets. They're inspired by NASA. And they have silver-infused fabrics that makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. It truly is a dream come true. And traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat. Did you know that? It's so incredibly gross. And these sheets are self-cleaning. They're infused with silver that can prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh three times longer than other sheets, so no more gross bacteria or odors. Ugh. And they're really comfortable. In fact, luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands. The reality is that temperature regulating, sign me up. No, really, it's quite amazing that they do that. Oftentimes, when you wake up in the middle of the night, it's because the temperature is not cool enough or warm enough in your bedroom. So go to trymiracle.com/Jillian to try Miracle Maid sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40% And if you use our promo Jillian at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Jillian and use the code Jillian to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Jillian to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. I also want to address the fact that being able to leave a relationship for some people is a privilege, because there are many people from all different socioeconomic backgrounds who simply do not have the financial resources to leave their spouse or leave their relationship. And so it can be very complicated. And if that is you, it is very, very important that you become resourceful. You reach out to family, you reach out to friends, you get a job if you need to get a job. But if you do, let's just say you do have the resources, but you're in a scenario where your lifestyle would significantly change as a result of leaving this person, you have to decide if it's worth it. I pretty much always think it is. You know that a relationship is not worth fighting for if you would rather live your life alone, and you would rather live your life facing the struggle that you might face of adjusting your lifestyle without this person. I recently had a conversation with a friend who was describing a former relationship of hers where she was in for a year. And the person she was with, he was incredibly inconsistent. She never knew where she stood with him. One minute he's saying he wanted to have babies with her. The next minute he's disappearing for a couple of days, and all she knew was that her whole nervous system was completely wrecked. She was anxious. She was losing weight. She wasn't sleeping. And even though she intuitively knew that this was not right, she was suppressing it because of her own inner work that she needed to do to address the voids that she was trying to fill within her through this relationship. And that is something that countless people do. We will suppress our internal compass, otherwise known as our gut instinct or intuition. When we feel incredible chemistry with someone, and when our pattern is to get into these relationships that are very intense, especially intense on the chemistry side, intense on the emotional side, but yet very deprived when it comes to feeling loved and supported. Like your needs are not being fulfilled, your basic needs for love, attention, support, reciprocity, commitment, consistency, for communication. And what happens is that the reality is that one of the hardest things for us to do as people, and one of the hardest things to do just period, is to walk away from the person with whom we have intense chemistry and an intense connection. And even if we know that it's wrong, even if we see every red flag, even if we're stressed out being in the relationship, even if we're getting crumbs, even if we don't know where we stand, even if we're starting to question their character, their reliability, their consistency, their goodness as a person, how they treat others. In fact, we're starting to question whether or not they are someone who we can trust. It can still be very difficult to walk away because of that chemistry. And yet, this is exactly a scenario that you must walk away from. So I have said this before, that a relationship, even though it can go through hard times, it is ultimately meant to add ease to our lives and is meant to be supportive of our nervous systems, not wreck them. And if we are feeling totally wrecked as a result of being in some sort of connection with someone, then what's necessary is that first we speak up, and then if nothing changes immediately, then we must leave. And that's when it takes a lot of bravery, because it takes a lot of courage for some people, and it's way more people than you might think, to walk away from someone who we know is not good for us because there is this intense connection, because a lot of people have these voids inside of us, inside of them that they're trying to fill, you know? And also, it's not just the filling of the voids. It's also naivete. So many of us, myself included, were not raised with the caretakers or parents that had good relationships. And so we just don't know that it's not meant to feel that way. And our nervous systems get wrecked because we get very attached to this person. Maybe we're having excellent sex with them. We have this intense, inexplicable emotional connection. And then we have this amazing date with them. And then we're starting to see them, and they just a lot of push-pull. You want to become a communicator and ask for what it is that you want and give the person a chance to listen and change their behavior, which I think needs to be immediate. But if they're not, you're only staying because you are afraid to be alone and addicted to the chemistry that you have with them and are lying to yourself. And I say this with so much compassion. I mean, no one is going to lie to you more than you. No one is going to lie to me more than I lie to myself. So much of the inner work that we refer to is learning how to tell ourselves the truth. We have to tell ourselves the truth before we're able to tell someone else the truth. And when we stay in these kind of relationships, you know, / situationships, we're staying in them because we have perfected the art of telling ourselves some sort of justification, a story, a lie about why it's okay to stay, even though everything in our body is screaming no. And we can become very stubborn. And this is when we have the capacity to really mess up our lives. When we stay in these types of scenarios, there's a naivete, there's filling the voids. Maybe you're feeling, you know, people stay in these types of circumstances because they feel very dissatisfied with their life. You know, they don't have a life. Again, this is not a judgment. This is just, you know, I'm here to tell the truth. And I've had to face many of these truths within myself. And I know this is not easy, but I always tell people, you can always change. You can always get better. You know, maybe you're bored, but you have to end it because, like, life is really, truly too short. And it is too precious to remain in a relationship where you don't feel good. Something is very wrong, and you don't have to pathologize yourself. Like I said, you have to do the necessary self-examination because you can say, oh, they're toxic. But if you're drawn to that and you're staying in it, that doesn't make you toxic. It just means that there's some wounds that need to be addressed. And I have total empathy for that. I have been you, but there's no doubt in my mind that, like I said, it needs to end, and it might take everything that you have, and it may take all the courage that you have, and you may have to face certain demons within yourself, certain darkness within yourself that you would prefer not to face, and I don't blame you, and you're going to have to face a lot of fear, but it is absolutely crucial, and you will feel so much better because of it. Because even though this person isn't, you know, maybe quote unquote violent, your body is going through the ringer. Your body, mind, and soul are going through the ringer because you're experiencing being with someone with very weak character, or they're just not invested in you at the level that you're invested in them, or they're not ready to be in a relationship and they're not ready to be honest with you about that. Either way, it's a bad situation. And that's why, you know, many times it's referred to it as a situationship, because it's just sort of a complicated situation in which they have all the power, you have none of the power, and the only way to find your power again is to end it. So if you are in a complicated situation with someone, you have to be brave and speak up and say very, very directly, no attitude, just very directly and calmly, what it is that you're experiencing, what it is that you want, and see where the conversation goes. But ultimately, a person's actions are much more important than their words. And they might say a bunch of great things to convince you to stay, but at the end of the day, what you have to do is really be brave. And if there isn't changed behavior, you got to walk. I know many of you have been in relationships for much longer, you know, and it's not actually a situationship. But if you have felt very unhappy for a long time in your relationship, it's not something to ignore. What you want to do is first ask yourself this question. If you're unhappy in your relationship and you don't know what to do, first ask yourself this question. Why am I unhappy? You know, is it because my needs are not being met? Is it because I feel like we've grown apart? Is it because I, you know, love this person, but I'm not in love with them anymore? And that's an important thing to answer because, okay, so if your needs are not being fulfilled and you feel unhappy as a result, you must first examine if you've communicated this to your partner. And not just communicated it, but have you learned? Have you picked up a book on communication and learned how to communicate your needs in an effective way to your partner, what it is that's missing? Because a lot of people say, well, you're not meeting my needs. You never do this. You always do this. And it's sort of like a vent. And that just puts the other person on the defensive and doesn't actually inspire them to listen or meet your needs. And it becomes like this self-fulfilling prophecy, then it just gets worse. So you ask yourself, why am I unhappy? You know, if the answer is we are just two different people and I care about them, but I'm going left and they're going right, that can be a very sad thing, but it is very much a part of life. Not every relationship is meant to be a lifetime, and sometimes we grow apart. And I think that we need to, for lack of a better way to describe it, normalize that. Sometimes we change in different directions and we realize that we want different things. And if we can't compromise on the different things that we want, and it truly is one person's going right, the other person's going left, and you feel like a completely different person than when you married this person or when you started seeing them, it's just part of life. This episode is sponsored by Paired. The Paired app is truly the perfect gift for that special someone in your life because instead of asking them to do more, you're taking the initiative to connect in a meaningful way with them. To use the app, you and your partner both download the app and then quote unquote pair together. Every day, Paired provides the questions, quizzes, and games you need to connect with the person you love. Oh my God, I love this. It's so, so fantastic. And the best part is that you don't need to be in the same room to play, and it only takes 5 minutes per day. And I just have to say, it's amazing. You can do this with a significant other. You can do this with a really close friend. You can do this with your mother for Mother's Day. You can do this with just about anyone you love. So many people feel disconnected from the people they love. And so many times we forget that there's so much more to understand about a person. Our lives are so busy. So taking the time to use this app and to answer these questions really, in my experience, creates an almost immediate bond with the person who you're doing this with. So share the love this Mother's Day by going to paired.com/Jillian to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. That's Paired, PAIRED.com/Jillian to sign up today. Let's give the gift of connection this Mother's Day. A happier relationship starts here. This episode is sponsored by Hop Water. Since living in a warmer climate, I have found myself craving cold, non-alcoholic beverages that are not water and not coconut water. And sometimes I just want to like have that midday to cool down, quench my thirst. And that's why I really love Hop Water. It is non-alcoholic, it's sparkling, and it's crafted with certain adaptogens and nootropics for added mood-boosting benefits. So if you do well with those, like it's just fantastic. It's a really great company. And Hop Water has so many amazing flavors. So they have classic, blood orange, mango, and lime, and there's something for everyone. One of my favorites is the ruby red grapefruit because I am obsessed. That's like one of my favorite fruits. It's zesty and tart, and it's perfect for hot weather. So it's H-O-P-W-T-R. It's purposely crafted without calories, carbs, or sugar. It tastes great. And yeah, it's just fantastic. So trust me, it's a perfect beverage to enjoy all year long. And I know you'll love it too. For a limited time, my listeners get 20% off your first purchase. Plus, get free shipping when you order 24 cans or more. Trust me, Hop Water. is the perfect beverage to enjoy all year long. Order now at my exclusive URL to get this offer, hopwtr.com/JOL. That's hopwtr.com/JOL. Don't wait. Go now to hopwtr.com/JOL. To get back to the needs conversation, you would also have to ask yourself, am I meeting their needs? And this is what I said in the questions to ask yourself before you leave your relationship. So I don't want to spend too much time on it here, but provided that it's not a situationship or you're not being treated well or there's unrequited love or there's violence or abuse, like let's put that all to the side. Let's just say we're just not getting along. It's gotten stale. I'm frustrated. These are all real things. But you always have to evaluate yourself as a partner. How have I been showing up? Because a relationship needs a lot of water. It needs a lot of food and water. Both people need to be nourishing the relationship. And we need to be able to ask ourselves, we need to be willing to have the necessary self-examination to ask ourselves, have I been putting into this relationship the same way that I was putting into the relationship the first 6 months? How have I changed in the way that I show up and the way that I give and love from the first 6 months of the relationship? This is a really hard question to ask because then our minds will go into, well, they're not doing this and, well, I would do this and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if this is a hard decision, if you should stay or you should go, what I'm trying to offer to you is that you got to ask yourself these hard questions first, because you're just going to repeat the same pattern in another relationship if you're not willing to look at the ways in which you haven't been putting in. And you could say, well, I haven't been putting in because I'm just not in love anymore. Well, there's your answer. There's your answer. Sometimes we just have to say, do I even love this person anymore? And I know that this can be very complicated with kids. And I want to be very mindful of the fact that there might be a very difficult situation to extricate yourself from. But I don't believe in staying in a relationship when you can say with certainty that you don't love the person, or at least love them enough to want to make it work. Now, you might say to yourself, I don't love them, but I love them as a friend. We're great friends. And you might decide, you know what? I'm going to stay with this because we have a great friendship. We have kids, and this is what I'm going to do. So I'm in full support of that. And I'm in full support of leaving a relationship when you don't love someone anymore. But dig a little deeper. Why don't you love them anymore? Maybe you're struggling with not loving them anymore because there are certain things that have not been communicated. Maybe you don't feel as attracted to them anymore because your sex life hasn't been great in a long time, but you've never really spoken to them about it. Or I don't think I love them anymore because I feel generally unfulfilled and bored in the relationship and I really want to have a much bigger life and they don't. But I haven't talked to them about it. One would feel much more at peace leaving the relationship with the person who they care about, but they're not sure that they love anymore, knowing that they did everything they could to resurrect it before they left. So that means looking in the mirror and seeing the ways that they were contributing or not contributing, being able to tell the truth to themselves and say, maybe I've been contributing to at least 50% of our problems, or I've been contributing to 50% of the main issue that we face. I need to work on this. I need to work on being a better partner. You might say, I have to work on actually saying what it is that I need rather than having unrealistic expectations of my partner to read my mind. Or I have to work on being more appreciative of my partner because I have a habit of only focusing on the negative. I have to work on being a better communicator in general because I tend to communicate rather harshly, or I don't communicate well overall, or I only just focus on my needs and not their needs. Or I treat my friendships with greater care than I treat my partner. And it's time that I treat my partner with the same level of openness, mindfulness, and respect as I treat my friendships. This episode is sponsored by Masterclass. I recently watched a masterclass. I was actually lucky enough on the plane, and it was on improv. And it was really more a masterclass on really nuanced, great communication. And it was phenomenal. I'm always looking for ways to upgrade my communication and to be a better communication teacher. And this really was informative and like taking basically like a class in school. I have talked to a lot of amazing people on this podcast, but if you're like me, you do want to go deeper. So that's where you can learn from literally the most remarkable people, and that's Masterclass. Masterclass offers 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master negotiation with Chris Voss, think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or master communication and improv with Amy Poehler, then Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every month. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/JOL. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/JOL. Masterclass.com/JOL. So when we peel away the onion and you get to the core of it, most relationship problems are communication problems. And they are usually caused by a very, very strong and deep communication breakdown. And so if you really care about this person, you've got a lot invested. I will always say, you know, have you looked inside? Have you searched inside yourself to see if you've been the kind of partner that you want to be? Have you been communicating things? Have you gone to couples therapy? Because we can't sustain a relationship or build a relationship if we can't accept the person for who they are. If you can't say, I accept where this person is on their journey, I accept where they are as a person, I accept their evolution, where they are in their maturity. If you can't say that, even after looking within, even after understanding that you can't change someone, and you say, I still cannot accept where this person is, you have your answer. But like I said, you will have much more peace inside yourself knowing that you really did all these things first before leaving. Because then when you do leave, and if and when you do leave, you won't look back and say, oh my God, did I make a mistake? And have that decision haunt you. And there's a lot of people, women more, but just people in general, who will stay in a relationship because, you know, they're a kind person, they're empathetic, they're compassionate. That's never, ever a reason. Those are not never a reason to stay in a relationship with someone who you don't even like anymore. And being kind and compassionate is not a reason to stay in a relationship with someone with whom you no longer have anything in common. Because sometimes in life, we commit to marry or commit in general to the right person. And then down the road, they're no longer the right person for you. And you are not the right person for them. And like I said, it is a part of life. And it's a real paradigm shift to not think that we are a failure or the relationship is a failure just because it didn't last. And to really accept that not every relationship is meant to occupy every chapter of our lives. And we are constantly evolving and we are changing. And sometimes we can really make it work with someone for the long term. And sometimes we can't. Sometimes we get into a relationship with someone, we realize that we made a mistake, that we were very young when we met them. And even if we weren't young chronologically, maybe we were young emotionally, and we get into the relationship with them for the wrong reasons, because maybe we're lonely, or maybe we needed the financial support. Maybe we just wanted someone and we went for the safe choice. And instead of going for someone who was safe, but also compatible, we just go for the person who's just safe. And then months, years down the road, we realize it's not enough. That's very hard to admit when sometimes we've made a mistake in the person that we've chosen to commit to. And so ultimately, I don't believe in remaining in a relationship where you are unhappy. But sometimes it's about understanding why you're unhappy and peeling away those layers and seeing if a lack of communication has been part of the reason of why you're unhappy. And so I would say to some people, leave, but leave only after you've tried. And for some people, I would say leave because you are miserable and you have nothing in common anymore. You made a mistake when you met them and it's okay. You can forgive yourself. So now just stop wasting your time, or leave because your nervous system is not right with this person, or leave because they are just simply cruel. And some people, they don't even realize it, but they're in a relationship and the relationship was over long ago. I've said this before to clients, that you know your relationship is over if you're rolling your eyes at each other. You know your relationship is over when you don't even like the person. We know that the relationship is over when we don't respect them, when we don't want to be around them, when we don't appreciate them, and we don't even care if they trust us. So if you can say, I don't even like them, or you're rolling your eyes at each other, the relationship is indeed over. And lots of people stay in their relationship long after it's over because it's easier for them to stay than to go. They don't want the hassle of breaking up. They don't want to be alone again. So they just stay miserable. And I don't want that for people. I really don't. And if you're afraid to be alone and start all over again, I understand. It could take everything you have to walk away from that kind of situation. But I think it's better than staying miserable. And so this is really the map. This is the roadmap to figuring out whether you should stay or you should go. And you know what? Sometimes, and I've spoken to many people about this, but sometimes at the end of the day, when we've gone through a lot of mental gymnastics about should I stay, should I go, do I love them, do I not love them, what am I going to do if I'm alone? It really just boils down many more times than not to a gut feeling that this relationship is not part of the life that we want to lead anymore. And so to stay feels like you would be totally betraying yourself to the point where you would be compromising your future. And when you get that feeling that's deep inside of you, you just can't ignore it. So if this is you and you've done everything you could and you want to go and you know you need to leave, but you're so afraid, gather your resources, your friends, your family, get the support that you need. And start with baby steps if you need to, unless you're in a dangerous situation, which you need to get out right away. But do what you have to do and get the people who you need to support you and take the brave step. You may need to block someone. You may need to block their phone number, their social media. And you know what? If you have to block someone, it is a privilege because you can't do that with someone with whom you share children. And that's not so simple to block someone with whom you've shared like decades of your life. So if you can get away with blocking them, you don't have kids, you're not leaving this long marriage, think of it as a privilege and do it. It is a privilege to be able to say, I am no longer going to allow access to this person. And at some point, we have to look deep inside ourselves and challenge ourselves to bring forth the stronger part of us that's more interested in caring for ourselves than actually being in the relationship and worrying about their feelings. Because in this kind of scenario, when you can decide that your well-being and your future is more important than the short-term hit of what it feels like to be with this person, that's when you've reached a whole other level of growth. And I would say just overall that when it comes to a person's character, if you believe that you are in a relationship with someone who has low character, weak character, meaning they are dishonest, they are unreliable, maybe they cheat, they're inconsistent, they have the emotional intelligence of a 5-year-old, which means that they're not aware of, nor do they really care or have much care about how their actions impact you. They're just incredibly selfish. It doesn't matter how long you've been with them. You need to figure out a way to get out of it. Because someone's character, their integrity, how they treat others, their capacity for self-reflection, the fact that they put other people's feelings before their own once in a while, and it's not just about them and their selfish gain in the world of relationship. then that's something about who they are. And someone's character is not something that they possess. It is literally who they are. And so if you are questioning someone's character, even if you're attached or attracted to them and you're getting that ick inside of you, then you know. And I will leave you with this. As I was talking to someone recently about their situation, which is complicated because there is a lot of love. There is a lot of love in her relationship and there's a lot of respect and friendship, but they have truly grown apart. And they have been agonizing over the decision to stay or go. And I just listen. And I just said to this person, when the pain of staying is unbearable, that you would rather take the risk and face the unknown than stay in this relationship, then you will know. And that's really what it comes down to. So I hope that this episode gave you some insight, some encouragement, some inspiration, and some tools to self-reflect. And if you are in this position, please listen to my episode, Questions to Ask Yourself Before You End Your Relationship. And I hope that I have sufficiently answered the question of, should you stay or should I go? And I would love to hear from you. So please reach out to me and my team at hello@jillianonlove.com. Let me know how this landed. Give me your requests for episodes because these episodes are truly for you. And please share this episode if you feel it's organic for you and feel inspired. Leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. That really helps us. It's what keeps us going. And if there's anyone you know who you think could benefit from any part of this episode, please do not hesitate to share, because when you click share, you could be significantly changing a person's life. So thank you for listening, and until next time.
Jillian on Love is a Q Code production. Executive produced by David Henning and Steve Wilson, produced by Shin Yin Hu, editing and music by Will Tendy.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.